Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Send that salam. And I ask Elaine. Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday right here, here, here. Here we're at the sixth day, going into the seventh day, fulfilling the first Shabuah, counting seven Sabbaths complete here. We're approaching the first of the seven Shabbats to count complete here in season, reason for the season right here on the ear and in the iris.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, country land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, country land of tribe of Judah. And we shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, country land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Yes, 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 here, here, some first words, first words. First words right here, here, here. First words said from the liturgy of His Majesty, from the liturgy of He who have the key of great King David. Yes, I, Church of Brotherly Love, the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, what said here on the Friday, Friday Eve, and the prepping for the Shabbat. Hear this.
Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besen bed ken meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme kohulum yilk sahayin asaye meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Brethren and sisters, Habarim, Habarim, stars. Yes, I shine, shine, shine on. Rise up the chant right here, here, here. Queen Africa right here. I have been ye chanting. Isis, Isis, Isis.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. morning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Empress Celestia, Empress Selenai. I.
Rastafari.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay.
Vayekolo. 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 From about the 3rd century CE, it has been customary to say the biblical passage from Genesis in the Friday night service. It was later also introduced in the home as a preface to the Kiddush, sanctification of the time. The sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their host. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the walk that he had made. On the seventh day, he rested from all the walk that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the walk that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Yom HaShishi, Vayekolu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaZeva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, Yom HaShishi, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Waya kulu wa hashemayim wa ha'aretza wa kola tzeva'am. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Waya kola Elohim bayom ha'shevi'i. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Vayavarek Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i, vayakadesh oto, ki vova shavata mikola melakato, asher bara Elohim la'isot. This biblical passage expresses the main reason for the Sabbath, that is, as a memorial to creation, as a memorial remembrance to creation, the Ayreishan. It is first said in the Amidah at the Ma'ariv service. It was added to the home kiddush to enable members of the household who were not in attendance at the Friday evening service in the Knesset, in the Mikurab, in the Synagoga, in the gathering together, the assembly, to say the passage or hear it said. Shabbat 119b. The words Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, or day, Yom HaShishi, the sixth, are actually the last two words of the biblical sentence that immediately precedes Vayikulu, and, quote, and there was evening, and there was morning, Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, end quote. The words are customarily added as a preface to the passage. Scholars note the symbolism inherent in this custom. The first letters of the two Hebrew words, Yod and He, plus the first letters of the first two Hebrew words of Vayikulu, the Wow or the Vov, Wow, and the He, together they constitute the four letters that spell out the Tetragrammaton, the Yod, He, Weh, He. The passage here, known as the Vayikulu, and they were completed. Yom HaShishi, Vayikulu HaShemayim VeHaaretz VeKol HaTzeva'am. The sixth day, the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Vayikol Elohim BaYom HaShivi'i MeAlaikato Asher Asa. On the seventh day, Elohim finished the work that he had made. Vayishavota bayom ha-shvi'i mikol ha-melaketo asher asa. On the seventh day, he rested from all the work that he had made. Vayavareka Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i vayakadesh oto. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day. Vayavarek Elohim et yom ha-shvi'i, and sanctified it. Vayakadesh oto, because on it Elohim ceased from all the work that he created to function thenceforth there forward. Ki yavoa shavata mikola melakato asher bara Elohim la isot.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because within it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes, this is the only day.
instructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening, hear you not. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day. Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Yes, it is a Shabbat day.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Hey, send bet salam. Shabbat shalom. Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look free. Look at the flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. flower, how it makes your garden look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you gotta do is relax and feel.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Yassam, Rastafari, here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, Kabbalat, the Kabbalah, the Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath, welcoming of the bride. Here we're going to contract it a little right here because of the extras to bring forward here as we count the two sevens, the seven Shabbats complete to the harvest, to the feast, the festival of the Holy Spirit here in the season here at the sixth day, moving into the seventh day, the eve of the Shabbat, the eve of the seventh day, right here. Let's begin off with the lighting of the lights, the dot of the house, word, sound, and power, starting out the Shabbat. Yes,
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
But say, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, blaze up the torch.
I say, Sigabu, Kainatuna, Hizvu, Bechibret, Yemiazemutno, all shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase, Sigabu, as they enter the Kedase. Kainatuna, Hizbu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainati, Yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis.
We're here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath, Psalms 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29. Here, Chavarim.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth, Aret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayawi, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come, to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, are high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo bashalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
Slavia.
The whom praises is due
for help. And here, the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath, a poem, a chant, Kabbalistic poem or chant, revealing the attributes of He who be, we be, His divine majesty.
Ana, bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, ana, bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir sarura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir sarura, untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika, sangaved, ahreinu. Nora, elevate and purify us. Sagaved, Ahreid, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamre, Barkem. Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Eilawan. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'eh Le Ameka Bine Zokreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma'a. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, atenu. Yo dea ta elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings' kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that His kingdom is a reality?
የአህዛብ ዘመን የጀመረውና ያለቀው መቼ?
When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
Come, my beloved, come, meet the queen, the Shabbat. Right there is Abba Yudaya Yehudi, the Abba Yudaya Jews of Uganda right there, going through the traditional chant for the Shabbat time, Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam, right here. And there's a word right here from the Brit Chadasha that says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. So ones and ones hearing the chant there, there's different versions of it. There's a Beta Israel. There's different Yehudi communities. We have a version on the Stir It Up where we just go through some of the main words. But here, to give one just the overs of the chant right here, the Psalms previous, 95 to 99, for the Shabbat time, plus Psalms 92, right, which is the Sabbath, the evening psalm for the Sabbath day, and then the Friday sealing up, Psalm 93, the chants bringing in the Shabbat, chanting the Isis right here. We have the Lekha Dodi. Just briefly right here on the Lekha Dodi, just going over, just reading what you heard right there. They went through the full of full right there. Lekha Dodi. Lekha means come, and Dodi, like my beloved or my friend, often interpreted as come, my friend. To meet the bride, let us welcome the presence of the Sabbath. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala. The chant, as he was chanting, Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala. Pnei Shabbata Nikabala. Come, my friend. So that's the chorus right there. So it begins off, observe and remember the Shabbat day. Shemor with Zakor.
Bid Dibor Echad, observe and remember the Sabbath days, the only God, the only power, El Ha'el Hayel, Hailahim, Elohim, cause I and I to hear in a single utterance. Yah-Yah, here has Yod and Yod, which would be like saying, in one translation they have Jah in Psalm, but in the Hebrew it is Yah. So here they have Yah-Yah, like Jah-Jah, Jah-Jah Echad, Ushimo Echad. The He who be who he be, Jehovah is one, and his name is one, to his renown and his glory and his praise and his eyes. L'shem u'ale tiferet. Now as he reads on the tiferet, tefera in the Hebrew, right, bringing out the glory sense, and Rastafari or Tafari in the Hebrew. L'shem, the name, u'ale tiferet, we're litahila, and the tahila, the Hallel, the Isis, right here, here, here. So here, just going through the basics, verses, come, come, let us go to meet the Sabbath, for it is a wellspring of baraka, of blessing, from the beginning, from of old, May Rosh, Rosh in Hebrew is the Ras, the head, May Rosh, the beginning, the head, the start, Meek Edom, and from the Kedem, and from the ancient times, the first times, from the Kedem, from of old, it was ordained, last in production, first in thought. Going to the verse, next verse here. O sanctuary of our king, O regal city, arise, go forth from thy overthrow. Long enough hast thou dwelt in the valley of weeping. Verily, he will have compassion upon thee. He will have compassion upon thee. Then the chorus, the Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala, comes in again. Come, my beloved, come, my friend. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, put on the garments of thy glory. Shake thyself from the dust and arise, put on the garments of thy glory. O my people, through the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, draw thou nigh, near, near, near to my soul. Redeem it, redeem her, the soul. The chorus, Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala, comes in. Next verse. Arouse thyself, for thy light is come. Ki ba, orek, kumi, ori, speaking to she, kumi, kumi, saying to her, kumi, speaking like to a woman, kumi, arise, ori, ori, arise, shine, awake, awake. Give forth a song. The glory of Jehovah is revealed upon thee. Then the chorus again, Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala. Then to the next verse, be not ashamed, neither be confounded. Why art thou cast down? Why art thou disquieted? The poor of my people trust in thee. The city shall be built on her own mound. Chorus, Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala. Verse, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that would swallow thee shall be far away. Thy God, thy power shall rejoice over thee, the I, speaking to she, as a bridegroom rejoiceth over his bride. And again, the chorus, Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala Pnei Shabata Nikabala. Next verse right here, thou shalt spread abroad on the right hand and on the left, and thou shalt reverence Jehovah. Through the offspring of Perez, we also shall rejoice and be glad. Chorus line, Lekha Dodi, and then right here, 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 the concluding verse right here, come in peace, thou crown of thy husband, Boi, Be Shalom, Boi, Boi is like to speak to she, right, to come, like Boi, 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 Boi na, Boi, 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 like come, speaking to her, come in peace, Boi, Be Shalom, in Shalom, thou crown of thy husband, Etaret Ba'ilah, Etaret Ba'ilah, Ba'ilah, of thy husband, speaking to she, of thy Ba'al, with rejoicing and with cheerfulness in the midst of the faithful of the chosen people. O bride, come, O bride. And there we have the concluding, you know, Kala, Boi, Kala. Kala, Kala is bride. Boi, speaking to she, to come. Kala, Boi, Kala. Kala, Boi, Kala. And then we have the chorus going out. Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala Pnei Shabbat Nikabala, which is to say, come, my friend, to meet the bride. And we see the bride speaking of Shabbat. So Shabbat, from the ancient times, conceived as a bride, as a woman, as she. Lekha Dodi Likrat Kala, come, my friend, come, my bride. Let us welcome Pnei Shabbat, to say to the face, the presence of the Shabbat. Also the idea is like turning to the Sabbath, turning the face to the Sabbath. Pnei Shabbat, Nikabalah, let us Kabbalah, let us receive. Nikabalah, let us receive the face, the presence of the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Send Bet Salam. Yes, I.
Send Bet Salam, Send Bet Salam, Send Bet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Send Bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in heaven.
And since we had the Abu Yadaya, right, of Uganda, Wakanda, Wakanda, another way of saying Uganda, Wakanda, of Wakanda, here, the Beta Israel from Ethiopia, right here, traditional chant here for the Sabbath, Elohim praise.
Let's give a ear to the Beta Israel of the East, the I and I over here in the West, God bless. Beta Israel of Lekha Dodi, here the Beta Israel chant, rising up the chant that we sought to give the Targum, the interpretation, here.
Balance. That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Traditions. We've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started?
I'll tell you. Hello.
I don't know.
I don't know how to How to try, got started. Like Harry Belafonte said in the Angel Levine to a white Jew. What do you think?
Don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigger.
Nigger? That's the way a Jewish angel talks? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, too.
Get out the way.
Look, Miskin, sit down.
Is that the way he acts, and is that the way a Jewish angel talks, saying nigger? Yes, exactly the way a Yehudi talks.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So right here, we say we're going to contract it because we want to touch on some of the subject matters here at the 29th sabbatical study for this particular Shabbat Strong. So after the Lekha Dodi, the welcoming, the Sabbath chant, right there, we move forward to Psalm 92. Psalm 92 is the psalm, the appointed psalm for the eve of the Shabbat. So it's a psalm for the Shabbat, Psalm 92. And then we fulfill with the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So right here, in the order, Sabbath Psalm, Psalm 92 right here.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Walk the most high, oh, I raise the high bed this day.
The voice of
who would listen.
There's a sound in the air.
I don't know.
It's a voice.
Eat a top ear, let him hear. This day with our father, I raise the hot chair. Yeah.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema, 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 hear. Shema in them hearts. Shema, Shemu, speaking to all of y'all, but in the command, speaking to Allah, I and I as one mind. Shema, Shema, Yisrael. Here we have today's daily psalm. Here's Psalm 31, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm XXX, I, Psalm 31. And the theme, face of the persecuted, Now, what's interesting here in this season is that we also have a reasoning on the Peace Thief Sophia. You know, if one's in one study, some of the early, you know, what they call the early Christian and the early Nazarene and the early works like the Pistisophia. Some regard that as the Gnostic scriptures, the Gnostic gospels. But Pistisophia and the repentance of faith wisdom, the repentance of the Hebrew wisdom, Chokmah, Sophia, very, very interesting how that's brought out. And we had a reasonment on it previously, and it occurs the same psalm here. As we're after the Pesach Passover this year, this time, we're in the counting of the Omer, the seven Shabbats complete. And this 29th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong is Aharei Mot, the Hebrew Aharei, after Mot, death, Aharei Mot. Interesting how this rises up here after the Passover and also the Berhana Tinsai, the light of his resurrection, Berhana Tinsai, right here, which in the new covenant sense is the counting of the Omer, where we would count the Omer in the agricultural, in the land sense, we would count the growth of the crop for seven Shabbat, so the two sevens, and then on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, and the Shabbat corresponds to the Gentile Saturday on the first day, Yom HaRishon, right, that would be the feast of harvest, the natural harvest. So there's a Hebrew two truths. There is the natural, the earthly type, the physical five cycle type, and the metaphysical type. But here, 29th sabbatical study, Aharei Mot in the Hebrew, Royal Amharic from His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Kamotu Bechwala, Kamotu, after they dead, Bechwala, afterward. From their death, Bechwala, afterwards. Speaking about the death of the two sons of Aharon. Now, Aaron, according to the Hebrew scriptures, Aaron is the first Messiah, the first one in the scripture to be referred to as Mashiach, and his sons as the Messiahites. That is like to say, in the New Covenant sense, Aaron would be the first Hebrew priest according to the Hebrew scriptures. Right, the first Hebrew, let's say the Hebrew high priest, and also the first Hebrew, say Messiah, and therefore he is the type of Christ. He's that type of what is called in the Greek Christ. Christ is just a simple coin of Greek term. It's like if I say Mashiach, and somebody say, what's that? What does that mean? And we speak in English, and I say the anointed. That is the same way when we say Christos, Creo. This whole garbage about Karas, first of all, learn how to read the Metuneta, the Ra'in,
Komet, you know, the language of the people. If you read the language of the people, you recognize it's not Karas, but it is Karas, 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 Karas. That makes the difference like day and night in the languages of our ancient peoples. It may not make so much of a difference in English. We can, you know, change a K to a C. People say the name Caesar as Caesar for C sound, but actually, if they were to say it in the real way it was said, a whole new reality will come out. In fact, the name Caesar with a C, the C there is pronounced as a K. So one C, the K-R-S-T, look at the glyph. The glyph is a Q. So it's karas, a whole different word. And it's a word actually that refers to the burial. Coin a Greek term, Christos, come from krio, if you study the language. Like we speak in English now, right? We're speaking English now. But how many of us understand the etymology of English? So right here, 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 we'd like to go into the etymology, as it were, of this Torah reading and feeding right here. First of all, looking at the obvious, the overt theme. So we have Aaron, the first Messiah, the first one who's Messiah. Therefore, in the New Testament translation sense, he would be the Hebrew Christ. And only his sons, who were the priests, the Kohanim, were referred to as the Messiahites, and only they, along with their father, was anointed. Therefore, perfectly, we can more perfectly understand the New Testament concept, the theological concept of Yeshua, Robeinu, Yeshua, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, being the high priest, and therefore those who are followers of him, the Christians, or the anointed ones. So we can see that high priest and that kingdom of priests context. But to get it right and accurate, we should go to the groundation, because the New Testament purports that these were Yehudi, these were Jews, these were Israelites, and they were seeing a fulfillment in their scripture, not from a so-called Greek way, not from a Roman way, but from their own Hebraic way. So in looking at the Hebraic way in our Torah readings and feedings and our studies from Shavuah to Shavuah, from strong to strong, and in Shana and out of Shana from year to year, we're seeing a closer connection, and we can see what they saw because we're beginning to look at it their way. So here, for this 29th sabbatical study, after the Pesach, after Passover, after the 7 days of unleavened bread, after the first fruits, and the first fruits within the metaphysical sense is Christ is that first of those who was resurrected from the dead. He didn't raise himself according to the scripture. His father, his power, our power raised him. Therefore, it behooves us, man, right, to overstand for ourselves the truth of this matter. So here we have the Day of Atonement described after the death of the two sons of Aaron. Well, another question, if you don't know, you know, you might be like, if you're just listening to this, you're like, well, what happened to Aaron's two sons? Why did they die? Well, according to the scripture, they went in without following the command of their own will, right, to offer Ishant. And according to the scripture, they brought forward strange fire and they were burnt. Now, it's a very tragic scene because on the same day was the first day of the Israelite, the Hebrew prayer and worship service. It was the first day of the initiation of the tabernacle, as well as the initiation of the Kohanim, the priests. Now, Aaron had four sons, right? But these two particular sons were burnt. And here we get a word picture in mind, seeing that Passover, right, corresponding to the crucifixion, the death, burial, resurrection of Yeshua in the New Testament is predicated on the Old Testament Passover. We begin to now recognize, well, Yeshua, according to the scripture, right, he was crucified between two thieves. And according to the New Covenant scripture, Yeshua is the high priest, is I and I high priest, according to that faith, that emuna, that hymenot, that living faith. Therefore, we have these two that were crucified with him. There was the good one, right, or the one who believed, you know, the thief who believed, and there was the one who didn't believe. But these two. So we're just looking at this correspondence and likeness right here, you know, after the death of the two sons, resuming our Torah reading and feedings, after Passover, the days of unleavened bread, after the first fruits, after resurrection. So here in rising up, Also, the Israelites, they rose up too, because to come out of Egypt or Kemet or Mitzrayim, naturally, is to come from a low place geographically. This is why paying attention to the language of the Hebrew scripture says they came up and out of Egypt. It's a very interesting thing to really try to see it from the full 360. You know, we look at Egypt, the monuments, maps, and everything, but then to recognize that Egypt was at a depression. When you say depression, geographically speaking, a low level. That's why it says down in the valley of the Nile Valley civilization. And where did the civilization originate? Well, of course, from the good land, from Ethiopia, from inner Africa. This is where the Kemet is referring to the agricultural rich ground, came from. But it would come from the highlands, the roof, what's called the roof of Africa, right? The Horn of Africa, comprising today Ethiopia, Tanzania, Kenya, Wakanda, or Uganda, right over there. But we also have a ancient Hebrew and Israelite presence amongst the native peoples, you can say today the African peoples, especially east of the River Nile. But bringing it forward here is the connection between today's daily song, right, the Pista Sophia, the faith wisdom, right, the repentance of the Pista Sophia, and the previous reasonment that we had recorded on the Pista Sophia was during the time of the Day of Atonement. And here we have in this 29th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have the theme of the Day of Atonement being described. Now, when we get into details of what was done, what was the elaborate rites and rituals, we find some interesting word pictures. Let's call it word picture or allegories or metaphors. So this question, is the goat really evil? Is the goat really evil? We say nowadays, oh, I'm the goat, you're the goat, he's the goat, she's the goat. Greatest of all time as an English acronym. Well, of course, the words in Hebrew, even in ancient Egypt and the other languages for goat, right, didn't sound nothing like goat. So we can deceive ourselves in English and say, okay, goat means this because it's G-O-A-T. But the people back then didn't recognize that sound to mean what you think is goat. But from our perspective, from here, right, looking to the roots, getting to the roots, getting to the groundation, is the goat, as we call it, really evil? Then why is the goat, according to the Hebrew scriptures, why is it called a sin offering? Which brings another important question to mind. What is sin? I mean, we use this word sin, but according to the scripture, right, we're in the information superhighway today, right? Information, Daniel's prophecy. They shall go to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Modulation, demodulation. So let's figure out, well, what does sin really mean? Not what the preacher, the pastor, not based on our pre-existing condition in Christianity or whatever familiarity that we might have had. But let us study to show ourselves approved. Let's study to find the truth for ourselves. Is the goat really evil? Well, why is the goat a sin offering? And what about, here's the goat in the room, the Baphomet. What about Baphomet? What about this whole Baphomet thing? So you know what Baphomet is. I think most ones and ones do. You can Google it, so forth and so on. But there's symbology here, the mystery of the scapegoat. It's translated here in this Torah reading and feeding in the KJV as scapegoat. Right? But then there's another terminology that's used in the Hebrew that's Azazel. Azazel. Who? What? Azazel. Interesting in the modern Hebrew, Lazazel is almost like, I'm going to say it like a curse word, but I guess people call it a cuss word, but it's like when people say hell or damn or go to hell, you know, even in the Hebrew, it's like to say almost go to Azazel. And according to the Hebrew narrative here in the Torah, it was two goats were selected. Right, one goat was offered to Hashem, to Yahweh, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, to the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. One was offered to the name, to Hashem. And then the other one, the sins, ukris, fornication under the crown of the king, forfeitures, lack, all the bad things, we can say. right, was laid on the head of the other goat. So one goat was slain, right, and one goat was left live. So the live goat, right, is the Azazel goat, right? And the Azazel goat, right, much like into the Baphomet goat, but upon the Azazel goat, right, the priest will lay all the sins of the Beta Israel, right? And we put upon this goat, right? They lay hands on the head and announce whatever the sins, the Ukaris was on the Day of Atonement, and that particular goat would be sent out into the wilderness. And it's interesting when we read the language to a land not inhabited, right? It's a land, I guess, where there's nobody, you know, like a wilderness, a wild place, right? And that goat will be sent forward. So in meditating that and thinking about this whole idea of goats, especially nowadays, the goat and the symbology of the goat, you know, the goat horns, what's that called, the pentagram, you know, where some of the people who are into some forms of craft, witchcraft or this craft or that craft, they use that symbol, you know, of the goat, the pentagram, yeah, the pentagram and, you know, turned upside down, the two horns up. So there's this idea, it seems to be, of the goat with some sort of malevolence or evil. And then what about those of us, and I got to say those of us, who are Capricorns? So we're devils, we're evil, we're Baphomet. So let us unpack this right here, since at this time of the year, right, is a study sabbatically of the Ahare Mot that is intimately, directly connected with the Day of the Atonement, as well as with the two goats, right, and the mystery of the scapegoat. What's the mystery of the goat? What about the Baphomet as well? So this is what we'd like to reason upon, and I'd like to share the audio that we have right here on today's daily psalm, Psalm 31. Now, the intro part tells us that it was recorded on one of the previous Woman's Wednesday. And Woman's Wednesday, you know, as we would have it, Woman's Wednesday, now we call it Wisdom Wednesday. That's the Wednesday podcast. That's at the fourth day of the seven. So that's at the midway day of the week. And here's another interesting thing, too. According to Daniel's prophecy, it seems to infer that the Messiah, according to Daniel, the book of Daniel, that the Messiah will be cut off, right? Not for himself, but like for his people in the midst of the week. And it's interesting because in the true week or time, according to the Bible, that Yeshua HaMashiach was crucified, that Jesus of Nazareth was crucified, it would have corresponded with the middle of the week. When the middle of the week, the true 7 days would be the day we call Wednesday. Wednesday is the fourth day of the week. So to see that correspondence both in the prophecy of Daniel and in the correct timing, right, the correct timing of when Yeshua was crucified and when Passover occurred in that particular year, at that particular time recorded that in the Bible. It was not Friday. I just got to tell you that. That confusion with Good Friday comes from how we as Yehudi refer to Friday. Friday is the Erev. The Erev basically means the evening. Erev is the evening, right? So when we greet each other, those of us who are practicing and perfecting the Hebrew and the linguistics, the gift of the Holy Spirit, when we greet each other, we say, Erev Tov, Erev Tov, Erev. Erev is the evening, Tov is good, Tov, like Tovia, the archaic name of Ethiopia. Tov means good. Erev Tov. So every evening we say Erev Tov. But the Ha-Erev, the Erev, the Erev, the evening is always, right, the Friday evening, like this TJIF, thank Jah, it is Friday, because evening and morning is one day. So for us, from the ancient calculation, right, an ancient counting of time, the evening, so here, Friday evening, once the evening begins, according to our orientation of time, it is the beginning of the next day. So therefore, Friday evening, what we call Friday evening, is really the Shabbat Eve. So what do we look forward to? Well, we look forward to the new day. In an interesting sense, from the beginning, as Rastafari and I chant, there is no night. There was no night. If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, there was evening. Everything began from the evening, even with Hashem, with Ha-Elohim. He began from the evening. Notice when he said, let there be light, it was already evening. right? So the evening, the day actually begins in the evening. Just pointing that out right there, but it was the Wednesday in the week. So Yeshua HaMashiach being crucified along with the others that were crucified with him, right, was crucified on the fourth day of the week, the middle day of the week. When the evening came in that day, it was beginning Passover, Pesach. So the count of the 3 days and three nights would begin from what we call Thursday the fifth day, right? Then we have Friday the sixth day. Then we have Saturday the seventh day. That's 3 days and three nights. And according to the scripture, right, the first witness of his resurrection, the woman Maryam Magdaloite and the other woman, we know that's early on the, what it says, early in the morning of the first day that they call Sunday, but the first day of the Shavuah. That's how we count days. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day, Shabbat day. Sometimes there's an eighth day, you know, and that means we carry it over to the fulfillment on the first day that is called Sunday. So yes, there is a first day worship for us as Hebrews. No, there's no Sunday worship because we don't use that day, that saying. We don't say Sunday to identify the first day. We just say the first day to identify the first day. So we're going to ride up.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Well, let's do this right here first. First and foremost, usually we ride through with the basic English, the KJV English. Then we compare usually either from the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew of the Old Testament, the Koine Greek of the New Testament. And then we check with His Majesty's Bible to get a overstanding right there, as His Majesty had the scripts translated from the Gutters, the ancient manuscripts, then afterward diligently compared with the foundational Hebrew as well as the Koine Greek. So we usually go through like the three-in-one. We call it the three-in-one, from the English, right, to the Hebrew, or the English to the Amharic, or, you know, back and forth, comparing and contrasting and seeing the similarities and noting especially where there is some key nuance or difference right there. So we're going to ride up with the English first ear, then we'll go to the Royal Amharic, right, the Metzaf Kedus on today's Daily Psalm, then hopefully ride up with the Pisti Sophia as it concerns the repentance of faith wisdom. It's interesting, you know, the Sophia is she, and Sophia is the Greek for wisdom. In the Hebrew scriptures, the divine feminine principle is also known as wisdom, as chokmah, as wisdom. And she was there before all else. She was there with he who he be in the beginning. He created all things. We could say according to the scripture, in her and through her, as we have in the first words of Genesis, Bereshith. Bereshith, people translate that as in the beginning. But if you study the pointing, there's no article there. In fact, comparing that with the Royal Amharic, it says Bemejemeriah. There is no article there, right? It's not Bemejemeriahu, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's not Ba Rashi, right? But it's Bereshi. It's not Ba Reshi. Some might say that, but obviously they don't understand the ancient pointing and the true vowel system that brings out the sense. So Reshith is wisdom. Reshith is wisdom. How do we know this? From Proverbs. Proverbs, even though this is called the Proverbs of Solomon, often referred to as the Proverbs of Solomon, if you read it with comprehension, you notice that the main teacher that Solomon introduces to his disciples and to the students is actually she. It's actually wisdom. It's chokmah, or the Hebrew Sophia. So here's interesting, the Pista Sophia, the connection with Psalm 31, as well as the, you know, connection with the Day of Atonement, and therefore with this 29th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. But Shema Yisrael, here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 31, intro, some Hebrew highlights.
Psalm 31. מזמור למד א', למנצח מזמור לדוד, 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 לדוד.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
בך, אדוני, חסיתי, 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 חסיתי.
Let me never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never be ashamed, never.
אל אבושה לעולם, 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 לעולם.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, thy righteousness, thy righteousness.
בצדקתך פלטני, 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 פלטני.
Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon my servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Sometimes we go a little different right here. We like to share a little dub with the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda. And the theme of today's daily psalm, this is the dub that we chose. Here. Yes, sir.
مزمور ثلاثة بك النف ثلاثة لما زمرانا لك فما دنك جزيه يداويت مزمور عبيتو انتن تامن خلزل على مالفة بطرق هم مادن جوروهن ودنيا زمب فتنهم مادن تا
ታድነኝ ዘንድ መታመኛ አምላክና የመጠጊያ ቤት ሆነ አምባይና መጠጊያ ያንተ ነህና ስለ ስምህ መንገዴን አቅና ምራኝ አንተ መታመኛ የነህና ከደበቁብኝ ወጥመድ አውጣ በእጅህ ነፍሴን እሰጣለሁ የእውነት አምላክ አቤቱ ተቤዥተኸኛል ከንቱ ምናምንቴነትን የጠበቁትን ጠላ እኔ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ታመንኩ መከራዬ አይተሃልና ነፍሴንም ከጭንቀት አድነሃታልና በምሕረትህ ደስ ይለኛል ሐሴትም አደርጋለሁ በጠላቴ እጅ አልዘጋኸኝ በሰፊም ስፍራ እግሮቼን አቆም ተቸግር ያለሁና አቤቱ ምራኝ ዓይኔም ከሐዘን የተነሳ ተፈጀች ነፍሴም ሆዴ ሕይወቴ በሐዘን አልቃለችና ዓመታቴም በለቅሶ ጩኸት ኃይሌ በችግር ደከመ አጥንቶቼም ተነዋወጡ በጠላቶቼ ዘንድ ተነወጡ ይልቁንም በጎረቤቶቼ ዘንድ ለሚያውቁኝም ፍርሃት ሆን በሜዳ ያዩኝም ከኔ ሸሹ እንደ ሞተ ሰው ከልብ ተረሳው እንደ ተበላሸ ቃም ሆን የብዙ ሰዎችን ስድብ ሰምቻለሁና በዙሪያው ፍርሃት ነበረ በላዬ ባንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ ነፍሴን ለመንጠቅ ተማከሩ አቤቱ እኔ ግን ባንተ ታመን አንተ አምላኬ ነሃል ርስቴ በእጅህ ነው ከጠላቶቼ እጅና ከሚያሳድዱኝ አድነኝ ፊትህን በባሪያህ ላይ አብራ ስለ ምሕረትህም አድነኝ አቤቱ አንተን ጠርቻለሁና አልፈር ክፉዎች ይፈሩ በሲኦልም ዝም ይበሉ በድፍረትና በትዕቢት በመናቅም በጻድቅ ላይ የሚናገሩ የሽንገላ ከንፈሮች ግዳ ይሁኑ ባንተ ለሚያምኑ በሰዎች ልጆች ፊት ያዘጋጀሃትን ለሚፈሩህም የሰወርካት ቸርነትህ እንት የምን በዛች በፊትህ መጋረጃ ከሰው ክርክር ትጋርዳቸዋል በድንኳንህም ካንደበት ክርክር ሸፍናቸዋል በተከበበ ከተማ የሚያስደንቅ ምሕረቱን በእኔ የገለጠ እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን እኔስ ከዓይንህ ፊት ተጣልሁ በድንጋጤ አልኩ አንተ ግን ወደ አንተ በጮኹ ጊዜ የልመናዬን ቃል ሰማኸኝ ሁላችሁ ቅዱሳኑ እግዚአብሔርን ውደዱ እግዚአብሔር እውነተኞችን ይፈልጋል ትዕቢተኞችንም ፈጽሞ ይበቀላቸው በእግዚአብሔር የምታምኑ ሁላችሁ በርቱ ልባችሁም ይጥና
Lejoch, Lejoch, children of the King of Kings in Christ. Let's begin off with a psalm for this day. Shalom and Democha Hitoch and Atoch. Shalom and Democha Hitoch and Atoch. Shalom and Democha Hitoch and Atoch. Brothers and sisters and mothers and Lejoch, Lejoch, children of the King of Kings in Christ. Let's begin off with a psalm for this day and this season. For according to our Ethio-Hebrew, the Ethiopian Hebrew, our order of the children of the Ethiopians, the testimony of the daily psalms, it is Psalm 31. Just a note that Psalm 31 in the Authorized Bible of the line of the tribe of Judah and the ancient Hebrew Bibles will be Psalm 32. Just a note. So let's begin. Bismarck, Willard, Women Fest of Kadu, Sahadu Amla, Mesmore, Dawi, Abiatu Antena Tamenhu, Lesulem Alisalem, Alisalem, Bersid Kahim, Adnang. In thee, I, O Father, do I put my trust. Let me, make me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Jorohin, Wurene, Azen, Azenabil, 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 Feknehim. Adeneng, Adeneng Zen, Metamenya, Amlakina, Yemetegia, Beit, Huneng, bow down thine ear to I liver, deliver I speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save I. Ambayena, Metegia, Ye, Ante Nehina, Silesimih, Mengedein Akina, Miranyim, for the I unto you yourself are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead I and guide I. Ante metamenyaye na kadebek uving wetamed outai. Pull I out of the net that them man and people poor have laid privily for I. For the I ante are I strength. Be iji nesein set alo yeu net amlak avetu. Into thine hand I commit my spirit, or correction, it says, let's say, my soul. Into thine hand I commit my soul. Thou hast redeemed I. O source, power, O Yahweh, source of truth. Kentu minam nite netina yet abekutina tella inegin be'edkazi abher tamenhu. I have hated them, all them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the sovereign, in Ekaziabihar, in the good father. Mekrayin ay tahalina nesinim kachin keta adin hatalina bemhireti des ilenya he shetim adarugalo. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou ante has considered my trouble. Thou ante hast known I soul in adversities. Bet late ija ala zegahenye. Be sefima sifra grochin akome. And hast not shut I up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Te chegrealuhuna habirtu merang. Oinem ka hazen yepenesa. Te fejech nesim hodim. Have mercy upon I, Avertu, O Father, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, I soul and I belly. Hiwete be chizina ala kalechina, ametatema be likso chuhet, haile be chigara dekame, atinto chim te nawawatu. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing, my strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Bet la toche zen tenawaruhu ilkunema begorebe toche zen lemi yau kunema farahata honuhu bemeda yayunim kenesh. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that did sight I, see I without, fled from I. In the moteso kaliba teresahu, in the tebelasha ikamahonuhu, I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Yebuzusa wochina sidiba samchaluhuna, bezuriawa farahat nebre, belayuwa beandeneta betesabesabugize, nefsena lementeka temakaru. I have heard the slander of many, fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against I, they devised to take away I life. Abitu inegin beante tamenuhu antam lakene aluhu. But I have trusted in the I, O Yahweh, I said, ante hailiai elohai, thou art I power. Riste be ijinno. Katalato chea ijna kamiya sadadun adneng. My times are in thy hand. Deliver I from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute I. See to him the bariyahilai abra. Salam here to him adneng. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save I for thy mercy's sake. Avirtu antena taruchaluhuna alifer. Kufuocha yiferu. Besiolim zim yibelu. Let I not, make I not be ashamed, Abirtu, O Yah, for I have called upon thee, Ante. Make the wicked be ashamed. Make them be silent in the grave, in Sheol. Make the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Be'ante, lemi yamnu abesoa lejocha feet, yazegad jahat. Lemi yafaruhim yesawar rahat. Charneti indemin bezach. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, that reverence thee, that respect the eye, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in the eye before the sons of men. Befite megarreja kosokurkura tegarreda chwale bedina kwanehima beandevet beandevet kurkur te shefa na chwale. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence, of thy face, from the pride of man. Ante, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Betekababer katama yamiyasa denika mehirituna bene yagalita ekazi abeher yemesken. Baruch Yahweh, blessed be Yahweh, for he hath shown I his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Enem ka'ayin hisita tet aluhu, bedin gat e aluhu, antegin, ur ante bechohu gize, yelimna yin ka'ala semahen. For I have said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried to the eye. Hulachu, hulachu, kedusanu, egziaviharin, hulachu, kedusanu, egziaviharin, uwededu, egziaviharu, netenyochina yifelgal, netenyochinema fetsmo yibekalachual. O love, he who be, who he be, is divine majesty, Kedemawi Halaslasi, O Yal, his Kedusan, his saints, for Jah preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be'egezi aviharyem tamnu hulachu, dortu lebachuhum yikna, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. All ye, all y'all that hope in Yahweh and he who he be, his divine majesty, Kadamawi, Haila, Selassie, Kabur Lekalu, Kabur Redimsu, Kabur Lehailu, Kabur Lekadus, Kadamawi, Haila, Selassie, Be Jesus Christos, Sim. Amen, amen, amen.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Yes. That was a verse-by-verse kind of a run-through, but there was one part that, as I listened and looking in the parallel Bible here with the King of Kings, Psalms, the Psalms of David from the King of Kings Bible and the KJV side by side here, is a footnote under the superscription. So we have Mezmure Dawit, Mezmure Psalm of Dawit. It's the G'ez construction, some G'ez. That construction there is G'ez, the order of the words. Mezmure Psalm of Chant, Eyes is of Dawit, of David, of the well-beloved. Yeh Dawit. Of Dawit, David Mezmor, that is the Amharic equivalent. But here in His Majesty's Bible, we have Mezmore Dawit, Salasa is 30. Beginst in parentheses, we have Salasa and, 31, corresponding with the latter day numbering. Now the KJV says to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. Even here in the Hebrew, we have La Menatzea Mizmor Ledawi. But there's more that we have here, Bamarinya and Amharic. The Mitzvah Kedusa says, Le Mezemran Aleka. Le for Mezemran, the chanters, the Isises, like the choir, the Mezemran, those who chant the Mezmor, right? Le Mezemran Aleka. Aleka is the chief, the head, the chief, like the captain, the chief of the chanters, the Isises, the chief musician. Then it has this right here. It says, Be Madinek Gize. Be Madinek. Madinek. In Madinek Gize. In a time of Madinek. So the question is, what is Madinek? Now we say Dink, like Dinknesh, right? Dinknesh, you know, those fossilized remains that were found in Ethiopia, the Horn of Africa region that they call Dinknesh. Saying literally in the Amharic, like dink, amazing, wonderful, amazing, dink, 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 right? It's not dink. For example, we were talking about the karas, but some people say it's karas, and they try to make a Christ equivalency, and we say no. They say it's one sound is a K, and one sound is a Q. It's like the word dink, dink, dink. Dink means amazing, but if we said it was dink, dink means like a midget or someone short, someone of short stature, right? Dink with the K. So we have dink. So we have Madinek here. Amazing. Now, throughout the scripture where it says that Jah is like, Jah is wonderful, amazing, we usually would say dink no. Dink no. That which he does, dink no. He's amazing. So Madinek right here, we have a footer. The RAB, the Revised Amharic Bible, His Majesty's Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible reads, Me Madinek Gize, and translated here as meaning in a time of amazement or great wonder. In time of amazement, Dink Madinek, Madinek, Be Madinek Gize. Now here we have these unique, here we have it noted here in the Parallel Bible here, but wasn't included in the previous audible that you heard. So we added, supplemented here, these unique and cryptic words right here that we find here only in His Majesty's Bible right here. Le Mezemran Aleka, to the chief musician, the chief of the chanters, Be Madinek Gize, in a time of Madinek. Yeah, Dawit Mezmor. So we have these unique and cryptic words here, these two words really. Well, you could parse it as three, right? But that's a preposition. The be is a preposition in, on, by way of be madinek. Be madinek gize. Gize. Time. Iowa. So we have these words here, right? And they are not found in the English KJV or even in the Yehudi, the Masoretic versions of the Sefer Tehillim, right? Be madinek gize. In an amazing time, in a wonderful time. So here, even with the Pisti Sophia that we'd like to share right here, one of the 13 repentances of the Pisti Sophia, and this is some of the early Nazarene, you know, Nazarene documents. Much of the Christian so-called, as one might call it, Christian Gnostic documents are actually early Nazarene documents. And interestingly enough, we find some of the documents and some of the contents of the documents in some of the ancient manuscripts, Ethiopic manuscripts, as well as you said, some of the concepts and the themes. So here's one reason why we like to also study that and find the truth for ourselves. But here, with today's daily psalm, Psalm 31, just to add that right there, the Be Madinek Gize. In an amazing time, in a wonderful, amazing, awesome, amazing time. So we have the faith of the persecuted. Here we have the faith. Now the word faith in Amharic, the basic word for faith is emet. In the Hebrew, the basic word for faith is pointed as emuna. Emet, emuna, when we study the glyphs, is basically from the same root, the amene. People say amen. Right? Or they might say, oh, it all comes from ancient Egypt. It comes from the Amun. Can you show me a verb? Can you show me a verb? See, it's from the action that the nouns happen, right? Right? In the beginning, he created. And then after he created, what do we have? We have creation, right? So can you show me the verb? We have the verb Afro-Shemitically, but you probably could find if you dig deep enough, because even the ancient Egyptian language, some call it the Netu Netter, that's actually the oracles of the gods or of the Netters, the Ra'in Kemet, the Ra'in Komet. The Ra'in is the language of the people, and the language of the peoples of ancient Mitzrayim is Afro-Semitic. So here's what's a very interesting curiosity that smacks that lie of the racist misinterpretation of the Table of Nations, the racist misinterpretation where they say, well, Ham is the black man and Japheth is the white man and Shem, well, Shem is a little bit like, kind of like the Arabs, a little bit like the gray, you know. It's nonsense, because linguistically we find that in ancient Egypt, the linguistics, there are a lot of Semitic terms, and also we have the Afro-Semitic languages like the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings language. You get to the root, right, to the G'ez, and then among a people who are defined as being Hamitic people, they have an ancient, purely Semitic language. How do you explain, make that make sense? So we also have it with the Afro-Semitic languages of ancient Egypt, of Coptic, of, we have the Hebrew also fits. Interesting, the biblical Hebrew is also Afro-Semitic. Just another perspective. But the word faith, Emnet, Amharic Emnet. It's like when they say in ancient Egypt, the Amun, Amen, Amenati, Amun, Amenati, and with the Amen is supposed to be the male aspect, and Amunet, Amunet is the female aspect. I find that interesting, right? Because even when we have Imnet or Amuna, Imnet in the Amharic for faith, and Amuna, right, in the Hebrew for faith, from the Amenet root. Now, what does Amenet mean? Amenet, to admit. The root idea of faith from the Afro-Semitic language is Amenet. Most of the words, they root themselves in a tri-continental root. So most of the Afro-Semitic words have a trinity of glyphs, trinity of sounds, syllables as its root. So we have Amenet. Amenet has a twofold meaning. It has to admit, right, what we say in the sense of believe. You know, you could believe something that is true, or you could believe something that's not true. What do you admit on? You don't know. If you know, you can say, I know, but what do you admit as truth? It also has a sense of to lean upon when you get into the ancient root, to lean upon. Not just in a physical sense, but it's like more a psycho-spiritual, psychological sense, because there are many things that we amen, right, but we don't really know. You know, when you get behind the wheel of a car, you don't know if your brakes are still working or not, but you admit you don't see anything problem, so you admit and you move forward in that faith. Just to break down that the word idea of faith, to take it out of this Gentile religious bubble, you know, even the word so-called belief, to get to the real active sense, the spirit of what does the word mean. This is why studying linguistics is so very important. It can cut through a lot of the nonsense of Babylon, getting to the root idea. So here is the faith, the emnet, the emuna, or the next word used Ethiopically is hymenot. Now, hymenot has the amenet as its root. The hymenot we like to bring out as the living faith. The faith, the admittance of the persecuted. So we have the familiar scenes and straits, like the anxiety, the tightness. Could be tightness in the physical situation. Could be tightness in the psycho-spiritual, psychological situation. The familiar theme here, Haverim, of the straits or the anxieties of the innocent is the motif here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 31. As a Davidic, here we have a Davidic composition. It finds its background in the wilderness of Ma'on. Now, people may ask, well, how do we know it's a Davidic composition? Well, when you study languages, it's like if I show you King James Version or Shakespeare, you know that's not how we speak nowadays, right? It's English, right? It's English. You speak English, but the Shakespeare is not how we – so when we study the linguistics, we can see different layers, different flavors. different word orders. It's like we can tell, well, oh, that person is from over there. Though they're speaking the same language, they're speaking a little different. So this is a Davidic composition. And its background is in the wilderness of Maon. Maon, in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 25. There's a clause in today's psalm, right? There's a clause, David, or rather in 1 Samuel that connects with today's psalm, 1 Samuel 23, 25, where it says, David made haste to get away in verse 26. This is comparable to today's psalm, to verse 22. It'll be 22 in the KJV. In the Hebrew, it'll be verse 23 of today's psalm, where it is said, I said in my haste. So linking the historical of 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 23, 25, where David says in verse 26, or is said of David in verse 26, David made haste to get away. And today's psalm where it says, I said in my haste. Let's go here for a moment today. Psalm verse 20. In KJV, it should be verse 22, because they don't number the superscription in the King James Western Bible. The superscription, that small type, a Psalm of David or what have you, that's there is a verse usually. But we have, as for me, here we have, as for me, I said in my haste, you ever like say something too quickly concerning yourself or your situation, and then you recognize, I might have spoken too soon. So here, David and I say, as for I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried to the eye. Let me just point out the word cry. There is a cry, but usually in translation, the boo-hoo-hoo cry, the weepy-weepy cry, that's usually is translated as in King James Version as I weep. Weep. It'll bring out the sense of weeping. But here we have Bishawi, Bishawi Leka, Bishawi, Shawi, Bishawi, Shaw, 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 right? Shawi, Shawi, almost sounding like shout. Is actually, that's what it is, it's shout, right? So where it says, nevertheless, I heardest the voice, the vocal of my supplications when I shouted to thy Jah. When I shouted, this shawi eleka, this shawi in my shouting, eleka, to the ka, to the eye, when I shouted to the eye. So this link here of today's psalm, I said in my haste and concerning David, made haste to get away. There's resemblances also to be noted between the language, the Hebraically speaking, looking at the Hebrew, the language of the psalm, the chant, and that of Jeremiah. Or Ermias in Amharic, Ermias, Jeremiah. But some say against the theory that the prophet, some say the theory is that the prophet was the author. Some even propose, because the psalm in the Hebrew, we study the Hebrew, sounds a lot like certain passages in the prophecy of Jeremiah. So some propose that it was the prophet was the author, right? Actually, it wasn't David, they would say. Some would say it was actually Jeremiah, because, look, the language is similar, right, there. So against that theory that the prophet was the author, the prophet Jeremiah of today's daily psalm, is also quite the possibility and the likelihood that he, Jeremiah, coming after the time of David, may have had the psalm, the chant, in mind. And to add to that, seeing that the Psalms of David that we have in the book of Psalms for ancient Israel and the Yehudi and the Jews and we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah from such a time to such a time, the Psalms are our liturgy. Basically, the Psalms are the core of our worship, as well as for the Talmudim of I and I study, as it links to the rest of the scriptures, almost like at the heart of David, a man after Jehovah's own heart. So now there's a section with verses 9 to 18 that differ. When we look at verses 9 to 18, this differs from the rest of the psalm in its style and in its tone. There is no argument, or should be, there should be no argument against the unity, the unity of the whole. It's just like you listen to a tune and a tune sounds like this, and then at a certain point they change up something, you know, but that just brings out a certain emphasis in what is being communicated. A poet, don't you know it? Like a poet, like a musician, readily passes from major to minor or vice versa. Once again, a poet, if you're musical or, you know, write lyrics, right, or a musician, you know that readily it's easy to pass from a major to a minor or begin off with a minor and go to a major or vice versa. So here, looking at the time right here, those listening to live stream, call in, or check us out on the Rastafari Israelite on the YouTube, right there. So there's that section. His present, verses 9 to 18, is speaking more to the present distress, the stress and the distress. So here, let's ride up right here. Going to share this right here. As we mentioned in the beginning of the audible, right, we are speaking at the seventh moon. So here we're in the first month, the first moon of the Hebrew ecclesiastical, the churchical calendar. The first moon was passed over, first month of Abib. And here in the audible was at the time of the seventh month, around September, October, roughly around the seventh month, you know, around the end of the churchical, the Hebrew ecclesiastical year, and the beginning of the civil year. Also around that time, we have September 11th, the beginning of the Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year, corresponding to the Hebrew, the Judaic, the civil, the governmental New Year. So part of the year, right, is like we say, churchical, is a holy year. We have the seven appointments, right, the seven feasts, the festival, and the three times, the three feasts. So here we get another mark, 60 seconds, y'all. We're going to ride up. But just to put this in the proper context of the audio, the audible right here, it has us mentioning that it was Wednesday of that particular year, right? And it was a woman's Wednesday, or what's now known as the Wisdom Wednesday, right? Since Wisma is a woman, she is she. Let's put it like that. She is she, right? Hebraically. So here, the Pisti Sophia and Sukkot. Sukkot is the booths at the end of the year, tabernacles, called tabernacles. Here. Yes, sir.
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom here for Wisdom Wednesdays. Here, this is a special for this Wisdom Wednesday as we're in the period of Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, from the Day of Atonements to Chag HaSukkot, to the Feast of Tabernacles, the seven days strong of rejoicing, the Shabuah long for a whole seven. So here for this day, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and the Wisma, important connection, Woman Wednesday and the Wisdom Wednesdays, and the midday that the day represents here, and even for us here in the season, the reason for the season. So here for this year after 400 years, kind of an intro to the reason for the season. So here, of the 13 repentance songs, the 13 repentances of Sophia, or the Peace Thief. Who is Peace Thief? And what is the gospel of the Peace Thief? Sophia. PC Sophia, or in the Hebrew, the Emuna, Chokmah, wisdom is the principle of Reshit, of Bereshit, even in the beginning. So here, reason for the season. We have the 13 repentances, right? 13 of repentances of Sophia of Chokmah, as Robeinu, Rabbi, as I know, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, says to I and I, we for wisdom, Chokmah, is justified. She is justified of all her children. So we have a study of the 13 Psalms. 13 Psalms in this order. And it's a very interesting order. But right here, along with the royal order, today's daily psalm is the 31st Psalm. That's the 8th. The 8th Psalm in the order of the 13 repentance psalm, the 13 repentances of Chokmah in the Hebrew, the Peace Thief, Sophia, Emuna, Chokmah. We have the Imnet, Tibet, Amringa, Tibet, Wisdom, the Mother, the Law, HaTorah, of the Mother. So here in the season, we have the 13th Psalm, 31. Briefly, the orders of the 13 repentances is a psalm that's connected to each of the 13 repentances, beginning with Psalm 69,
71, 70, 102, 88, 130, 25, 31, 35, 120, 52, 109, and 51. So here we have the 13 songs. Alright, so even engage in spiritual warfare for I and ourselves and for another. A picture of protection and sanctuary. Even hear the reason for the season as we hear transition from the day of atonement and the time of soul searching, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Shuvah. Alright, appealing. Alright, for mercy and clemency and pardon and connection with the Yom HaKippurim and that day that we're commanded to afflict Nefesh. Nefesh, the soul, the psyche, also she. So in the Hebrew, the HD, the Hebrew definition, mind and definement, the definition, the HD, the higher dimension, looking at the connections here and reasons for the season, Psalm 31, which speaks of the faith, that word there in the Koine Greek, peace, peace. In the Hebrew, emunah, emunah, emunah. In the Royal of Heart, imnet, imnet, emunah, imnet, from that amenet, amen, amenet root. So we have emunah. Emunah Chokmah, Chokmah, Chokmah. Chokmah is wisdom, Hebrew wisdom. Very important to study, right? For the Mandem, especially as we have the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, which is basically a father's instruction to his son of the acquisition of sheep, the acquisition to acquire sheep, Chokmah, wisdom. For the mother, we say that mother principle, as wisdom is justified of all her children, Abinu Sheva Shemaim, our father who art. Who dwells, resides, Sheba, Shemaim, Abinu, Melkeinu. So here in this transition, in the season right here, in the 5 days between Yom HaKippurim and Ha-Chag, the feast, Chag HaSukkot, the 7 day long, 7 day strong, the Shavua long rejoicing. So transitioning from the day of the afflicting of the Nefesh, the psyche, the Suke, the soul, to rising up and preparing and tabernacle, in gathering, the tabernacle, that booth, the sukkah, that pavilion, that hut, sukkot, booth, tabernacles, and the word became flesh and tabernacled with I and I, and tabernacled with us. The reason for the season, also the birth, according to the ancient calendar, the true calculation of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christos, and according to the Ethiopians of the Israelites of Ethiopia, right? And the true church and the professing church, the combined birthdays of this Maryam, of Holy Maryam, of St. Mary and her child, our Savior, first Advent, Getachet Jesus Christos. So here, 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 reason for the season, share some more here on Psalm 31, the faith of the persecuted. Now we go into a Midrash, and whether we have time here or in the forward to future to get into the Hebrew Midrash, Sefer Tehillim and the Midrash, the study, Darash, right? Darash, Darash, the Dirsan and the Ethiopic study. We have Mizmor Lameid Aleph, Mizmor Lameid Aleph, Psalm 31, Psalm XXXI. So here, here, here from the Peace Thief Sophia, right? The first book in the Peace Thief Sophia, and here we're at the 8th Psalm, Psalm 31, which in the Hebrew theme, the faith, the emunah of the persecuted, of the falsely prosecuted. Now, it's interesting because we looked over this psalm and the connection here with the PC Sophia, with Sophia, with the mother, right, with the wisdom principle. Even in the Hebrew, we have this, it's an open kind of revelation, but one's missed over it. It says, Bereshith, Reshith, wisdom, Chokmah is the Reshith, the principle, the first, the head. It's the female head, Bereshith. Bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, in the beginning, right, in the Reishit. And Shlomo, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Mashal of Solomon, reminds us that wisdom is the principal thing. So here, the Peace Thief Sophia and the 13 repentances, as we move from a time of repentance and at one man's tav, across the mark, to rejoicing, to a Shavua long, 7 days strong of rejoicing. So here, here in the transition period right here, go to the Peace Thief Sophia, Emunah Chokmah, the Imnet Tibet, and touch briefly right here on this right here. As she continues, this is in the 8th repentance, the 8th repentance, and we'll pick up from right here, words of Roveinu Yeshua concerning the
13 repentances of Emunah, Chokmah, the Pisti, Sophia, Faith, Wisdom. But hearken, while I tell you all things that happened to Pisti, Sophia, Emunah, Chokmah in that Tibet. It came to pass when I had led her to a region slightly less confined in Kaos, the Havuot, and the Havit, Chaos, that the emanations of arrogance. Now here we have the emanations. As man says, man is not emanated from a deity. Man was created in the image and after the likeness of Elohim, the true good, the true God. But here we have the emanations of arrogance cease for a time to constrain Sophia. Cease for a time to constrain Chokmah. Cease for a time to constrain wisdom. That the emanation of arrogance cease to constrain her exceedingly, thinking that she would be taken out of chaos, the cows, chaos entirely. It came to pass, therefore, when the emanations of arrogance discovered that Tisti Sophia, that Emunah Chokmah, him that Tibet, faith, wisdom, had not been taken out of chaos, they returned all together, constraining her exceedingly. And therefore she uttered her eighth repentance, in that they had ceased to constrain her, and that they had returned and again constrained her mightily. And she spake this repentance, this teshuvah, saying, and here the eighth repentance of Sophia, of Chokmah, of wisdom, I have placed my heart on thee. Be I, O light, leave me, leave I not in chaos and chaos. Save me, save I and deliver I, and live I by thy gnosis, by thy da'at, by thy gnosis. Give heed to me, to I, and save I. Be to I a savior, O light, and preserve me, preserve I. Lead I to thy light, for thou art my savior, I savior, and thou, the I, shall lead me, lead I to thee. To the eye, because of the mystery of thy name, Shemekah. Lead me, lead I, give to I thy mystery. Thou shalt save I from this lion faced power, with which they have lain in wait for me, for thou art I savior, my savior, and I will give the glory of my light into thy hands. Thou shalt have set me, set I free, O light, by thy gnosis, by thy knowledge, by thy da'at, by thy gnosis. Thou art wroth with them that watch over me, O Vi, who could not possess themselves of me entirely. But as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will sing a song. For thou, the eye, has been compassionate to me, to I, and thou hast considered the affliction in which in that I am. And thou, and shall save I. Moreover, thou shalt deliver, I deliver my power from chaos, from chaos, and thou, the eye, hast not left me in the hands of the lion-faced power, but thou hast led I to a region where I am not constrained. And when Yeshua, Jesus, Isis, had said these things to his disciples, Talmudayo, he continued in his conversation and said, and here the emanations of arrogant, Oromano, arrogant, constrained her again. And Yeshua said, it came to pass, therefore, when that lion-faced power discovered that Pisti Sophia, Emunah Chokmah, in that Tibet, faith wisdom, had not been taken entirely out of Havuot, of chaos, that it came again with all the other material emanations of arrogance. They constrained Pisti, Sophia, Emunah, Chokmah anew. It came to pass, therefore, when they had constrained her, that she cried out in the same repentance, saying, have mercy upon me, O light, for they have constrained me anew. By thy commandment, the light that is in me, is in I, has been troubled. And so also my power and mine. My power has begun to cease while I am in these afflictions. And the number of my time is in chaos. My light is enfeebled, for they have taken away my power. And all the powers that were in me have been tossed about. I am become without power before all the rulers of the Aeons, the Ionis, who hate me, who hate I, and before the 24 emanations in whose region I dwell, and my brother, my consort, fear to help me because of those among whom I have been set, and all the rulers of the height have regarded me as matter in which there is no light. I am become like a material power that hath fallen from the rulers, and of whom all they who dwell in the Aeon, Dionys, have said, she hath become chaos, she hath become chaos, havoth. And then all the pitiless powers surrounded me together and plotted to take away all the light that was in me. But as for me, I have trusted in thee and thee, O light. I have said, thou the I art my Savior, my Moshiach, and the commandment, the mitzvah, that thou hast decreed for me, for I, is in thy hands. Save me, save I from the hands of the emanations of arrogance, who constrain me, who constrain I, and persecute me, and falsely prosecute I. Send thy light upon me, for I am as nothing before thee, the I, and save I by thy mercy. Make I not be ashamed, for it is to thee that I sing my song, O light. Let make chaos cover the emanations of arrogance. Make them be led down into the darkness. Make the mouth of them that wish to devour me, to devour I with God, who say, let us take all the light that is in her. Although I have done them no evil, make their mouth be stopped. And when Yeshua had spoken these things, Matthew came forward and said, Master, thy spirit, thy ruach, have roused me, roused I, and thy light moved I to reveal this eighth repentance, this eighth teshuvah of emunah, chokmah, pisti, sophia, faith, wisdom. For thy power hath prophesied thereof of old through David, in the 30th psalm. Here, the 30th psalm from the ancient Hebrew is 30th psalm, Lamed Aleph, psalm 31. The numberings of the ancient psalms, as witnessed also in the Metzach Kedus, right, is sometimes a number over. So you find that within the Pisti Sophia here, book 1, there'll be one psalm over. So for the 30th psalm, it's psalm 31. And here it is, saying, on thee I, O Lord, have I set my heart. Let me never be ashamed. Save me in thy righteousness. Incline thine ear to me. Haste thee, save me. Be thou to me a strong God and a house of refuge to save me, for thou art my support and my refuge. For thy name's sake, thou shalt guide me, and thou shalt feed me, and thou shalt draw me out of this snare that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. I will place my spirit in thy hand. Thou hast preserved me, O Lord, God of truth. Thou hatest them that hold to vanity without a cause. But as for me, I have trusted, and I shall rejoice in my Savior. I shall be glad in thy, the I spirit. For thou hast regarded my humbleness, and thou hast saved my soul from my constraints. Thou hast not closed my mouth in the hands of the wicked, of the ratchet. Thou hast planted my feet steadily in a spacious region. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in tribulation. My eye is confused because of their anger, and also my heart. For my years have been spent in sadness of heart, and my life is spent in groaning. My strength is enfeebled in poverty, and my bones are troubled. I am become an object of derision for all mine enemies, and them that draw nigh to me. I am become an object of fear for them that knew me, and they who have seen me have fled far from me. They have forgotten me in their hearts as a corpse, and I have been as a vessel that is lost. For I have heard the cursing of the hosts that surrounded me, when they all massed themselves together against me. They laid plots to take away my soul. But as for me, I have trusted in thee, O Lord. I have said, thou art my God. My lot is in thy hands. Save me from the hand of mine enemies, and deliver me from them that persecute me. Show thy face to thy servant, and save me in thy mercy, O Lord. Let me, make I not be ashamed, for I have cried, shouted out to thee, I. Make the unrighteous be ashamed. Make them descend into hell. Make the crafty lips be put to silence, which speak iniquity against the righteous with pride and cussing. And when Yeshua heard these words, he said, well said, Matthew, Matthew. Yeshua commendeth Matthew and promised his disciples that they shall sit on thrones with him. And promised his disciples, here, here, here in the Feast of Sophia, Book 1, Yeshua heard these words. He said, well said, Matthias. Now, therefore, Amen, I say to you, when the number of the perfect shall be fulfilled, and when the pleroma, the fullness, shall rise upwards, I shall take my seat in the treasure of light. And ye and y'all also, ye shall take your seats on 12 light towers, until y'all have restored all the orders of the 12 saviors in the region of inheritance pertaining to each of them. And when he had spoken these things, he said, understand ye, understand y'all what I say? And Mary and Mariam came forward and said, Master, on this matter thou hast spoken to us aforetime in Mashal, parable, in a proverb. Ye all have endured trials with me, and I will establish for you a kingdom, as my Father established one for me, that ye that y'all may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and ye and y'all shall sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. He said to her, well said, Mariam. Mariam interpreted the words of Yeshua. Hear, hear, hear. Reason for the season. Chag Sameach. Chag Hasukot Sameach. Yes, I rejoicing, rejoicing. Psalm 31. Mizmor Lameid Aleif. Mizmor Lameid Aleif. Lam Natsayach Mizmor Litawi. Dikai Yehoah Hasiti. Alev Osha Le'aulam. This is Kateka Falteini. Hatei Laya Zinka. Mehera Hatsaleini. Heye li litzora maoza lebeita mitzudota le hoshieni kia salaiya ua mitzudati ata ua le maanashimka ta nacheini wete nacheleini tolseini meo reshet zu amnuli kia ta mauzi be yadika afkida ruchi paditaha hoiti Paditaha oti Yahuwah el emet. Saneti hashomrim havle shav. Vani eli Yahuwah patachti. Agila we esmecha bechasdeka. Asher aita eta onyi. Yadaita be sarota nafshi. With lo. Ki sagartan niya biyad oyev. He emadta ba merchav raglai raglo. And what's of particular interest, Chabarim, is that in the Pisli Sophia, when Roveinu Yeshua is speaking Chokma Sophia's eighth repentance, he begins the first part, and what we have is the first eight or so verses of the prayer of repentance, which you just recited from the Masoretic, that links with this part here in Sophia and Faith, Wisdom, Emunah, Chokmah's repentance. I have placed my heart on thee, O light. Leave me not in chaos. Save me and deliver me by thy gnosis. Give heed to me and save me. Be to me a savior, O light, and preserve me. Lead me to thy light, for thou art my savior, and thou shalt lead me to thee. Because of the mystery of thy name, lead me, give to me the mystery, thy mystery. Thou shalt save me from this lion's face power with which they have lain in wait for me, for thou art my savior. And I will give the glory of my light into thy hands. Thou shalt have set me free, O light, by thy gnosis, thy knowledge. Thou art wroth with them that watch over me, who could not possess themselves of me entirely, but as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice, I will sing a song, for thou hast been compassionate to me, and thou hast considered my affliction in which I am, and saved me. Moreover, thou shalt deliver me, deliver my power from chaos, and thou hast not left me in the hands of the lion-faced power, but thou hast led me into the region where I am not constrained. And so here, it's well known when we study the psalm, that here this pause is the part one of the psalm, which leads to the part two from verses 10 to 19 Hebraically. In the Hebrew, it would be verses 2 to 9, not including the superscription. In the KJV, it would be verses 1 to 8, and from verse 9 to 18, where it changes into the present distress, where Ravenu picks up on that. So it's interesting to study the Hebrew and then the gnosis of the verses. For example, the last verse of the 8 or so verses, and thou hast not given me over. Let's go to the next last verse, which is, I will be glad and rejoice. Or even the verse before that, I hate them that regard lying vanities. And we have this right here, within, thou art wroth with them that watch over me, who could not possess themselves of me entirely, but as for me. So we have this even in the Hebrew, where at the main verse it says, Saneti Hashom Rim Havle Shav, I hate them that regard lying vanity. Wa'ani Eliyahuwa Batachati, but I trust in Jehovah, but as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice, I will sing a song. Here we have Agila, Ve Eshmecha, Ve Hasideka, the Hebrew, I will be glad and rejoice in thy loving kindness. Here in the Gnosis, but as for me, I have trusted in the light. I will rejoice, I will sing a song, for thou hast been compassionate to me, and thou hast considered the affliction in which I am, and shalt save me. And the next part of the psalm is directly, Asha Raiti Aeta Onyi, for thou hast seen mine affliction. Asha Raiti Aeta Onyi, thou hast taken cognizance and knowledge of the troubles of my soul. Yada'ita Biz Arot Nafshi, Yada'ita Biz Arot Nafshi. And here we have this right here, where it says, thou hast considered the affliction in which I am, and shalt save, and thou shalt save me. Save I, moreover, thou shalt deliver my power from chaos, and thou hast not left me in the hands of the lion-faced power, but thou, the eye, hast led me into a region where I am not constrained. So this brings us here to the pause, because the first part of the song is a prayer of faith, and this is the last verse in that first part. With lo, he sagartani kiyad oyev, and thou hast not given me over into the hands of the yad oyev, right, into the hands of the oyev or oyev. With lo, he sagartani the yad oyev. So here we have this right here. Moreover, thou shalt deliver my power from chaos, and I give me over into the power of the enemy. With lo, he sagartani the yad oyev. Then we have this coming to the fulfillment right here, and also the connection of the hands of the left in the hands of the lion-faced power. And that's a very interesting study right there. He emata ba merchav raglo, raglai, like a raglai, raglai, mighty, raglai. He emata ba merchav raglai. Thou hast said raglai, mighty, ivy. He emata ba merchav raglai. In a broad place, ba merchav, in the merchav, in a broad place, but thou hast led me into a region where I am not constrained. And the reason here in the season, even with the 7 days strong, 7 days long of rejoicing, chag ha-sukkot, and the theme of sameach, joy, is commanded. Yes, sir.
Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, or an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth.
I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
מזמור למד א', למנצח מזמור לדוד. בך אדוני חסיתי, אל אבושה לעולם, בצדקתך פלטני. הטה אלי אוזנך, מהרה הצילני, היה לי לצור מעוז, לבית מצודות להושיעני. כי שמעי ומצודתי אתה, ולמען שמך תנחני ותנהלני. תוציאני מרשת זו תאמנו לי, כי אתה מעוצי. בידך אפקיד רוחי, פדית אותי, אדוני, אל אמת. שנאתי השומרים הבלי שווא, ואני אל אדוני פתחתי. הגילה ואשמחה בחסדיך, אשר ראית את עוני, ידעת בצרות נפשי. ולא הסגרתני ביד אויב, העמדת במרחב רגלי. חונה לי, אדוני, כי צר לי, עששה וכעס עיני, נפשי וביתי. כי חלו ויגון חגי, ושנותי באנחה, כשל בעווני כוחי, ועצמי עששו. מכל צורריי הייתי חרפה, ולשכניי מאוד, ופחד למיודעי, רואי בחוץ נדדו ממני. נשכחתי כמת מלב, הייתי ככלי עובד, כי שמעתי דיבת רבים, מגור מסביב, בהיווסדם יחד עליי, לקחת נפשי זמם. ואני עליך פתחתי אדוני, אמרתי אלוהי אתה, בידך עיתותי, הצילני מיד אויבי ומרודפי. האירה פניך על עבדך, הושיעני וחסדך. אדוני, אל אבושה כי קראתיך, יבושו רשעים, ידמו משאול. תעלמנה שפתי שקר, הדוברות על צדיק עתק, בגאווה ובוז. מה רב טובך אשר צפנת לרעך, פעלת לחוסים בך, נגד בני אדם. תסתירן בסתר פניך, מרוחסי איש, תצפנם בסוכה, מריב לשונות. ברוך אדוני, כי הפלי חסדו לי בעיר מצור. ואני אמרתי בחופזי, נגרזתי מנגד עיניך, אכן שמעת כל תחנוני, ושבעי אליך. אהבו את אדוני כל חסידיו, אמונים נוצר אדוני, משלם על יתר, עושה כאבה. חזקו ויאמץ לבבכם כל המייחלים לאדוני.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with
Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 hear. Shema, give ear and hear. Shema, Yisrael, hear, 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 hear. Shema, give ear and hear. Mizmor, lamed, aleph, 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 aleph. Mizmor, lamed, 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 lamed. Lamenatziach, mizmor le dawi. Today's daily psalm, lamenatziach. La menatzeach, for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. La menatzeach, la menatzeach, la menatzeach. Mizmor le David, la menatzeach. Psalm XXXI, Psalm 31, a midrash, a study here on today's daily psalm. It's themed faith of the persecuted. We say faith of the falsely prosecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted, the persecuted. The familiar theme of the straits, the anxieties, the difficulties of the innocent is the motif. As a Davidic composition, Lamenatzeach Mizmor Le David, it finds its background and context in the wilderness of Maon, Maon, in 1 Samuel XXIII. 1 Samuel 23 and 25. The clause there, right, is that David made haste to get away, got to get away in verse 26. This is comparable to verse 23 of the Mizmor Hebraically. That would be verse 22 in the KJV. I said in my haste. I said in my haste. Here, here, here. He says, as for I, Wa'ani, as for I, Amarti, bi'chafzi, I said, v'chafzi, in my haste. Wa'ani, Amarti, bi'chafzi, I said, in my haste. Resemblance has been noted between the language of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Aleph, Psalm 31, Lamed Aleph, and that of Jeremiah. Some say against that theory is that the prophet was the author, is the possibility that he, Jeremiah, may have had Mizmor Lamed Aleph in mind and heart and mind. The section, verses 10 to 19, corresponding to KJV verses 9 to 18, differ from the rest in style and tone. There is no argument against the unity, the unity of the whole, holistically, completely, in its totality. A poet, like a musician, readily passes from major to minor or vice versa, from minor to major. So here, 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 midrash on Mizmor Lamed Aleph, La Menatzeach, Mizmor Le Dawi. Bika Yahuwah Chasiti Al Ebosha Le Olam Bezikateka Falteini. In thee, I, O Jehovah, Bika Yahuwah Chasiti, do I put my trust, Chasiti, do I put my trust, never. May I never be ashamed. May I never be ashamed. Al evosha le'olam. Al evosha le'olam. Here, 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 we have the first two verses, including the superscription for the leader, the chief musician, la menatzeach, for the overcomer. These words are to be compared in the light of the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 50 and 10, that reads, who among you that feareth Yahuwah, that feareth, that reverence, that respecteth Jehovah, that obeyeth the voice of his servant,
that walketh in darkness and disillumination and hath no light and hath no illumination. Make him trust in the name of Jehovah. Make him trust in Shemiyahuah, Jehovah, and stay upon Elohayo, Elohayo, his Elohim. Upon coming into houses of prayer and houses of study, Beit Midrash, the children of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, say to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Deliver us, deliver I and I. And he replies, are there any righteous men among you? Are there any Elohim-fearing, Elohim-respecting men among you? Thereupon they say, in days gone by, in the days of our fathers, of our patriarchs, in the days of Moshe and Yehoshua, Moses and Joshua, in the days of Samuel and Saul, and of David and Solomon, in those days there were righteous men. But now, as we, as I and I, go on from generation to generation, it grows darker, more disillumined for us, I and I. As it is said, man walketh in darkness and hath no light. Man trodeth in disillumination and hath no illumination. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, replies, trust in Shemi, in my name, and I shall be a stay to you. As it is said, make him trust in the name of Jehovah and stay upon his Elohim. Wherefore? Because when a man trusts in me, when a man trusts in I deliver him. You can see for yourself that this is true. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah trusted in Shemi, in my name, in the Hashem. And because they trusted in Shemi, in my name, in the Hashem, I delivered them. So that even the wicked, the ratchet Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the Elohim of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who delivered his servants that trusted in him, in Daniel, in Daniel 3:28. And Daniel also, him I delivered only because he trusted in Shemi, in the Hashem. As it is said in Daniel 6:24, then Hamelech, the king, commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. Wherefore? Because he had trusted in Elohayo, in his Elohim. Hence, here, David said, since it is true that whoever trusts in thee, in the I is I live, I, too, will put my trust in the I, as it is said, Bekai Yahuwah Chasiti, Alevosha Le'olam, Besidkateka Falteini. In the eye, O Jehovah, do I put my trust. Never, ever make I be ashamed. Make I never be ashamed. Deliver I in thy righteousness. Besidkateka Falteini. Deliver me. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse from Isaiah 45:17. O Yisrael, that art saved by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, with an everlasting, ever-living salvation, ever-living Yeshua, ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed nor confounded. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shella Ha'olami, Master of the Universe, words are to be considered in the light of the verse from Isaiah 45:17. O Yisrael, that art saved by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, with an everlasting, ever-living salvation, ever-living Yeshua, ye, y'all, shall not be ashamed nor confounded. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shella Ha'olami, Master of the Universe, the Universe, Universal Master. Oh, the shame and confusion of all the years I and I have been enslaved in bondage. Do thou save I and I. Do the I save us, and we shall never know shame. Wherefore not? Because Yeshua Tekah, the I Yeshua, is an everlasting, ever-living Yeshua. The I salvation, victory, is an everlasting salvation. The proof that Elohim's Yeshua, Yeshuot, that Elohim, the true good, the true God, salvation is everlasting, is eternal, le'olam, forever, forever, is that scripture does not say lasting, but everlasting, le'olam, hakadosh, baruch hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be, he replies, I am he who redeemed you in the days gone by, and I am he who will be your redeemer in the days to come. As it is said in Isaiah 43:1, thus saith Yahweh, thus saith Jehovah that created thee, O Yaakov, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Here, scripture does not say, I shall redeem thee, but I have redeemed thee, the I. That is, I have spoken the word, and the deed is done. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Also says, I am he who will be your redeemer, for I am he who promised that even as I redeemed you before, so I shall redeem you again. For it is said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31:11, Yahweh, Jehovah, hath ransomed Yaakov, Jacob, and he also will redeem him. Here, scripture does not say, quote, he redeemed him, end quote, but he will redeem him. The Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didst thou not long ago redeem us by the hands of Moses and by the hands of Joshua and by the hands of the judges and the kings? Yet we, I and I, are now again in slavery, in bondage, and in shame, as though we had never been redeemed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, because your redemption was through creatures of flesh and blood, and because your leaders were men. Here one day, and in the grave the next. Your redemption was but redemption for an hour, for an hour, but in the Olam Hava, in the time the I were to come, I myself shall redeem you. I who live and endure forever, for Iver, shall redeem you with a redemption that will last for Iver, forever. As is said in Isaiah 45:17, O Yisrael, that art saved by Yahuwah, that art saved by Jehovah with an everlasting salvation, an everlasting Yeshua. Therefore, y'all shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, will say further, in days gone by, you could live in shame and in confusion because you were young. But now that you are grown old, there is no strength in you to bear the shame of exile. Hence, here it is said from Isaiah 54:4. In Isaiah 54:4, it is said, fear not, for thou shalt not remain ashamed. Indeed, thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. And Dawid and David. And David said, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, when the time, the Iwa of redemption arrives, let us make I and I never again be ashamed. As is said, Bekai Yahuwah Chasiti Al Evosha Le'olam Be'zidkateka Falteini. In thee I, O Jehovah, do I put my trust? Make I never, ever be ashamed. Another comment on Bika Yahuwah Chasiti Al Evosha Le'olam. Another comment on in the eye, Jehovah, do I put my trust? Make I never be ashamed. These words are to be considered in the light and the illumination of the verse from Psalm 6:11, all mine enemies shall be ashamed and sore vexed. They shall return and be ashamed suddenly. Rav Yohanan taught in the Olam Hava, in the time that I were to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will condemn the wicked, the ratchet, and return them to Gehenna. Hence, here it is said, they shall be ashamed. They shall be ashamed. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he had taught, in the time to come, the Olam Hava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, will cause every people to come forward, and each one will call to his, there, it's Elohim, it's God, who will not answer. Then each will see that in its God, it's Elohim, there is nothing that can answer. As it is said, and as it is written in Isaiah 46 and 7, yea, though one cry to him, he cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Because there is nothing, there is no thing, nothing to Elohim like this one. As it is said in Psalm 115 and 5, they have mouths, but they speak not. The peoples will go to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, will say to Elohim, the true good, the true God, thou, the I, art their jug of olives, their Elohim, their gods, not having answered them, they now come to thee, to the I. Thereupon, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, will condemn them and banish them from the world. Rav Yohanan maintained, do not say this will happen only in the Olam Hava, in the age of time, the world to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, banishes them in this world as well. For He banished the wicked, the Rasha, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, from the world in the days of Sisera and in the days of Sennacherib. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi, Levi taught, come and see how fierce is the power of shame, mentioned twice in a single verse. Moreover, the words Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, uses to shame the Goyim, to shame the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, are the same words He uses to bless the righteous. As it is said in Joel 2:26, Ami, my people, shall never be ashamed. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi also taught, had the entire book of Ezekiel not been written, except for the verse in which Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, says, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done. In Ezekiel 16:63, it would have been enough. Day. When David perceived that shame is so fierce, he prayed again and again. Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Al Evosha Le'olam. Bekai Yahuwah Hasiti Al Evosha Le'olam. In the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust. Al Evosha Le'olam. Make I never be ashamed. Another comment on Bekai Yahuwah Chasiti Al Levosha Le'olam. In the eye of Jehovah do I put my trust. May I never be ashamed. Elsewhere, it is said in the scriptures, elsewhere, this is what the scripture says in Psalm 97 and 7. Ashamed be all they that serve graven images. Bow down to him all ye Elohim. Rav Yudan said in the name of Rav Nachman, someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a little semblance of life to each idol so that it can come and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. As is said, bow down to Him, all ye Elohim, and thus shame its worshippers. Rav Phineas said, someday HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant speech to the idol so that it can talk in the presence of its worshippers and say to them, woe to you that left him who lives forever, for ever and ever, who is the maker of Hashemayim and the Ha'aretz, who is the maker of the heaven and earth in Genesis 14:19, and bow down to that of which it is said in Psalm 115:5, idols have mouths, but they speak not. Rav Yohanan said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself at Sinai, at Sinai, Har Sinai, at Sinai, Mount Sinai, he put strength into the idols, and they bowed down to him. Rav Tahalifa taught in saying, all the gods, all the Elohim bowed down to him in Psalm 97:7. Scripture supports Rav Yohanan. It does not say they shall bow down to him, but they bowed down to him. That is, the gods, the Elohim, had already bowed down to him in the past. Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah differed. One said, as an idol is made with several joints, so those who bow down to it shall fall apart at their several joints. That this will happen, you can tell from the verse in Zechariah 14:12 that reads, and this shall be the plague wherewith Yahweh Jehovah will smite all the peoples that have fought against Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their sockets, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. But the other said, as an idol is melted down by fire, by Aish, so those who bow down to it shall be consumed by Aish, by Aish, by fire. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Rav Samuel bar Nachmani, and the Rebbe, not the rabbi, said, in the Olam Haba, the time, the hour to come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, sits in judgment upon the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, as well as upon Yisrael, Israel, he will find Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, innocent. And the hostile Goyim nations of the earth, the earthly plane, will be put to shame. What will he do then? He will cause the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara, to appear among them, and they will say, we demand that Elohim set aside the judgment imposed upon us. What will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What will the Holy One, blessed be He, do? Again, He will judge them and condemn them for a second time, a second Iowa. Them will be put to shame. Had they been silent, they would have been put to shame only once. Hence, here the words, shall be ashamed, occur twice. Rav Samuel Shmuel bar Nachmani taught, why do the words, shall be ashamed, occur twice? Because in the Olam Haba, in the time to come, the Iowa to come, each people will call to its God, it's Elohim. One calling to the sun, another to the moon, and there being no life in these, neither will answer. And the peoples will be ashamed because their God, their Elohim, have not answered them. As it is said in Psalm 97:7, ashamed be all they that serve graven images. And in Isaiah 24:23, then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed. Thereupon the peoples will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, and He will say to them, you rooted your faith in idols, and thought I a trivial thing. Now, I shall set Israel's roots deep, and shall consider you such trivial things, that I shall not answer you. Wherefore? Because in the beginning, you did not come to me. Y'all did not come to I. Had y'all come to I in the beginning, I would have answered you. The peoples will again be ashamed, as is said in Psalm 18:42. They cried, but there was none, no one, to save them. that is, cried out to their images, even La Yahuwah to Jehovah, but he will not answer them. That is, cried out to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Isle of One, blessed be he, who will not answer them. Hence, here, the words, shall be ashamed, occur twice.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line,
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Free your mind, free your mind from violence and crime.
Changing. People don't lose your spirit.
God's plan. You never in our thing from day one. I see you trying everything that you can to set up the Rasta man. Let me tell you something. Give me love in the face and smile. The way from the youth to rise again, I shall prosper. You never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need no step up on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rastaman can come over. Nazi come in at the top, at the top, at the top. And never jump, and never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy on your thinking, man.
Shalom, send the salam. Shalom, chavarim. Shalom, nehitarot. Good, pleasant, beautifully good Sabbath. Join I and I after Shabbat here on the podcast, on the air and in the Irish. Shalom, send that salam. Tena is telling.